Warning, the following broadcast is offensive, marginally funny, and contains no education value whatsoever. It is intended for immature audiences only. It's the White Riot Show. Listen in as Big Fat John and Judo Larry M. talk about whatever they damn well want to talk about. So, turn up the volume, clean the shit out of your ears, and get ready to be entertained. Because we're ready to riot right now.
Okay, everybody, it's the White Riot Show back after a week's absence. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judah Larry M.
Judah Larry M., as always, we owe our audience an apology of sorts. We missed last week, and again, this is due to your damn security job. What's going on, buddy?
Well, look, sometimes I'm busy. And
that's right.
And it takes me not only out of the city or the metro area, it takes me out of the country.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So, you know, I apologize to the fans. I know if you're a week goes by, you don't see a show, and you think we're being lackadaisical or
right.
Something, but we're not. We're just busy sometimes. But we're here. We're back.
Yes.
We're in Brooklyn.
Yes, we're here. We're loud and we're proud. What's that gay chant? I know you're familiar with us.
No, I don't know at all. I know you know it.
We're here. We're queer. Whatever that is.
Oh, I know it is. This is very good surgery.
All right. Anyway, as Judo Larry M. said, unfortunately, last minute, called away last week to do some security gig. But we're back here now. Live from our Brooklyn studios, and let's get right to the most important part of the show, which is
the pimping.
That's right, pimping. The White Riot Show, blowing it up everywhere on every medium. You can check us out. Go to iTunes, become a subscriber of the White Riot Show, leave us some positive feedback. I'm going to start putting some demands on our listeners, Judo Larry M.
Like what?
Like, I demand that when they subscribe on iTunes to the White Riot Show, they leave us a 4 or 5 star rating. Plus a few comments. I know we have a couple of people that left some comments on iTunes. I want to hear some positive comments of why people love the White Riot Show.
Well, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't it? So everyone out there, please subscribe to the White Riot Show on iTunes or on Stitcher. Go to Stitcher.com. You could also go to player.fm. You could listen to us there. Basically, anywhere you can think of listening to a podcast, you'll find the White Riot Show. Then during the week, if you want to see what we're up to, go to facebook.com/White Riot Show. You can also go to twitter.com/White Riot Show, where you will be treated to the sight and the tweets of Big Fat John and Judo Larry M as they torment, torture, and generally just be annoying assholes, Judo Larry M, to various liberal provocateurs.
To annoying assholes on the left.
Yes, absolutely. Occasionally we'll find somebody on the right that we think is, just a little too much. But in general, yeah, it's torturing lefties.
And don't forget, we will be hitting the Creation Museum at some point in the future.
We have to get to, where is it, Tennessee, Kentucky?
It's in Kentucky.
Sometime we're going to have to make it to that godforsaken state. And you like how I work godforsaken into the Creation Museum?
Yes, that was very good. You also worked God.
Yes, that was excellent.
And don't forget, we will post the pictures of John riding the Stegosaurus.
Riding the Stegosaurus.
With the saddle.
And I have to be careful nothing goes up my ass. Or I have to be careful that something does go up my ass. Because if I go to Kentucky, it better be worth it, Judo Larium.
Well, you're Greek, so
that's true.
Up the ass is up your alley.
It's the natural state of things, right?
Yes.
All right. So, and then the final place you could check us out, go to youtube.com/White Riot Show, where we have posted all the full episodes. Plus, YouTube is the exclusive home of the riotous clips, where we have the very last... Riotous clip, Judo Larry M., angered a couple of atheists.
Yes. And why would that be?
Why would that be?
Oh, great one.
I don't know, because we call them assholes for, like, demanding that nobody pray for Boston to an invisible deity that doesn't exist and fake money. I mean, the extent to which these assholes take their atheism, they don't realize the irony that it is exactly the same as like any super religious asshole is. They don't understand that atheism has become their deity, and they don't understand the irony in it. I don't care how smart they think they are. And I've had a couple of them engage me to tell me, well, if you understood quantum physics, you would understand that there is no God. No, stupid. I do understand quantum physics. I do understand the holograph theory of the universe. I do understand string theory. It's just that it doesn't answer any questions beyond what it addresses, right?
Right.
And that's what religion was supposed to do, right? Now, if you chose to replace quantum physics, replace religion with quantum physics, that's cool. But you have to understand that it is not the
absolute.
It's not the absolute wisdom.
Plus, also what the atheist tweeted, and what they believe in is nowhere near as funny as the Stegosaurus
exactly.
with the saddle, and that the world is only 4,000 years old.
Yeah. So you bitter old atheists out there who have nothing to look forward to but rotting flesh in a grave, lighten up a little bit, will you? Come
That's
on.
Right, you soulless bastards. To take it from me, because I'm closer to you than I am the other guys, but still.
You godless fucks.
Look, if it gives people, I know, if it gives people some comfort to pray, especially after something horrible like, let them fucking pray.
Why is it bothering you?
Exactly. It's not like it's government sponsored or anything.
Exactly.
Just let them pray. Let them feel better. Just like you feel better believing in nothingness.
Exactly. Even Christopher Hitchens said, listen, for those of you that want to pray for me and you do it out of a sincere belief that you're helping me, go ahead and pray. I have no ill will towards you. You know, like even the foremost atheists on his deathbed said, go ahead and pray for me because I don't believe it'll help. I know it won't help.
He goes, it's not going to do anything, but if it makes you feel better.
Go ahead. Yeah. So anyway, Judah Lariam, we're just pushing off the goodness of the hour as we start up right now. And what are we talking about? This past week has been a satirist delight when it comes to dealing in politics.
Yes, because even though the mainstream media has been trying to ignore a lot of this.
Trying its best.
It has been a hat trick of fun at Obama's expense. And he has even more been a competent douche than I thought he was.
I was going to say, thank you for mentioning that. I was going to say, let's talk about the big issues that have occurred politically. The three scandals. And, I thought celebrity deaths came in threes, but apparently Obama scandals come in threes as well.
Yeah, it's beginning with the filthy IRS.
Do you come in threes?
Let me think about that for a minute.
Does it go like this?
Oh, my eye.
But anyway, so here's the thing. I think let's start off with the one that's the oldest, the one that's been festering the most, and the one that we started bitching about before the election, which is Benghazi.
Okay.
So you know Judah Lariam, and you're a bit of our foreign policy expert here. Why don't you touch base on Benghazi here? Obviously, it becomes a matter of who knew what, when, and how they reacted.
Well, they started off, it turns out now three more whistleblowers came forward now. Yes, that's exactly what they did. That was their testimony. They didn't even say anything. So they came forward and they said, look, the official story was bullshit and blah, blah, blah.
It wasn't a YouTube video, you mean?
No, it wasn't. And it turns out it was a terrorist attack.
Right.
And that it really had nothing to do with Nasumi Wubi Fugi's stupid 14-minute trailer. Assholes. So it turns out that they came forward now and they're testifying. And it also...
They also have a lot of memos and emails and stuff.
Yes, they did find emails now that a top State Department official reached out to the intelligence community and asked them to really water down and kill the story on this and leave it as kind of a very watered down, open-ended kind of thing so the administration could get all their ducks in a row and put their line out there. You realize, of course, this was before the election.
Exactly.
And so now the administration is left kind of... what are they going to say? And also, Obama this week had said that he referred to it as a terrorist attack at one point, and even the Washington Post gave him four Pinocchios on his line. That's what they called it.
Right.
Because they went back and he never referred to it as a terrorist.
Now, the thing about the Washington Post saying this being significant, Judah Lariam, is, of course, that we know the Washington Post is nothing but a liberal front hack type of newspaper. They're just partisan liberals, which is fine. I mean, but let's call them what they are.
They're the wannabe New York Times.
Right. That would be like Fox News criticizing whoever, like Rand Paul or something. So it carries a little bit more of a shock value there. But also interesting in this is how does it affect our old Miss Cankle, Hillary Clinton? Because apparently she was aware of stuff and actually signed off on a couple of... Her signature appears on some of these memos that basically, if I recall, is altering the story, covering it up.
That's right. And also, you realize that what saved her initially, when they were calling her in, she allegedly had
a stroke or something.
Or,
Which at
some
the time,
kind of
you
panic
had,
attack or something.
You
which,
remember what I said? I don't believe her.
No,
when it happened.
No, and neither did I. No, nobody thought. I mean, I thought it might be possible that she had, but you know, but it turns out now that that might have also been
a smoke
like a little smokescreen to buy them some more time,
right.
And push it off so that this would not become like an election issue of any type,
right.
Or any kind,
right? And what's interesting here, Judo Lariam, and again, we'll get to the other two scams, but I want to focus on this for a second. It's that I don't understand the mainstream media. Because in this particular case, fine, you believed them at the time. You thought that it might be politicking, politicizing a tragedy and all this shit. You may have believed that at the time. But where are you now on this? Where are you now, New York Times? Where are you now, Washington Post? Where are you now, the LA Times? Where are you fucking people? Where's MSNBC to say, wait a second, how can this be anything other than a cover-up? Now, I will be the first one to tell you, I don't fall in line with these hardcore right-wingers and the Tea Partiers and other people who think that Obama should be impeached over this. I don't think it's an impeachable offense.
That's ridiculous.
Because but you're left with one of two conclusions on this matter. Either he's as incompetent to the point where he didn't know what was going on.
Right. Which is possible.
Or B, he knew about it and being a student of Chicago politics decided
and
to fucking bury it.
Being a typical douchey politician.
Neither one is too complimentary. I mean, one is less evil than the other.
But you can see where the bias is on this. It's just, did you see Harry Reid on this? Here's his take on it. He said, instead of trying to find out the people guilty for this attack, the Republicans just want to go over old information and just accuse the administration of a cover-up. And instead of like doing their jobs and like asking questions, they're just trying to think of how they can
Well, a lot of the leaders on the left, a lot of the Democratic leaders, I forget who said it. It may have been Reid. I could be wrong. I don't want to misattribute him. But the quote from someone there was, well, what difference does it make now? It happened a long time ago. I wonder if people applied that logic to Watergate. I wonder if people applied that logic to Iran-Contra.
And that's you know what? That's terrible. First of all, it wasn't a long time ago.
No.
And second of all,
and it was clearly motivated by politics.
Exactly. It was politics. And Chris Stevens, who got killed, and the other three Americans who got killed, they're still dead.
Right.
And their families have like no justice.
Right.
They have to put up with
a lying administration.
Right.
I mean, this
that's
is
just
no,
wants to cover their own political ass.
I would love some fucking liberal, whether it's fucking Chris Matthews, Toure, who's the other guy? The new guy they got on Chris Hayes? Is that the new guy on MSNBC?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, give me something where you explain to me how this is, in your mind, any different than, say, the Bush administration claiming there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Right.
Why is it that you're more likely to believe that you're less likely to believe that Bush had faulty intel as opposed to Obama, Hillary, and the rest of those cocksuckers decided to just lie so they can win an election.
Right. Why are they less likely to believe Bush? And even though in Bush's case that George Tenet, head of the CIA at the time, told him it was a slam dunk.
Right.
I mean,
So if you say, well, Bush didn't do it on purpose, he was incompetent, why don't you apply the same logic to Obama?
Right. Well, then the reason for that is because they don't see him that way.
Oh, I mean, God
it's
to such, them.
It's as Bernie Goldberg refers to it on Fox. He has a book called The Slobbering Love Affair.
Right.
Which is exactly what this is. This is exactly what he wrote about in the book. They don't see it. This guy does. He does nothing wrong.
Right.
He friggin' walks on water. Does nothing wrong. This is it. And if something like this happens, it's partisan.
And he never addresses it.
Right.
He never comes out to address the issue until it's weeks later. The only time he comes out to address something is when he can capitalize on a tragedy.
Yeah.
You know,
hit the Republicans.
I saw Toure mention this in one of his tweets, and I hit him up on this. He basically said, he goes, listen, Benghazi is nothing more than GOP politicking, trying to take political advantage of a tragedy.
Right.
So I tweeted him saying, oh, you're right. They should treat it the way Democrats treated Sandy Hook.
Right.
And not use that for political gain.
That's a
good
point.
You fucking asshole.
Yeah. That's
you partisan blind cocksucker Toure. And before you will decide to sue me, by saying cocksucker, I do not mean to imply that you're gay. I mean, you're an ideological cocksucker. You are ideologically sucking Barack Obama's cock.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's be clear on that.
Yes.
Not that there'd be anything wrong if he took the occasional dick in the mouth, Judo Lariam.
Yes.
Because we're open-minded.
Yeah, and apparently, and he's open mouth. So does he.
Perhaps.
Touré. Hooray for Touré. Yeah. What a douche.
But anyway, so you have, this is the first part of the trinity of deception and lies perpetrated by the Obama administration. That's the oldest one. That's why we started with that one, number one, Judah Lariam.
Yes.
Number two, we find out that the IRS
right.
has been specifically targeting conservative groups, particularly associations applying for a tax-exempt nonprofit status, who happen to have the words Tea Party or Freedom
or
Patriot in the title of their companies, of their organizations.
This could technically even be older, because they said that they found out some of this was going on.
Right. This has been ongoing as well. But I mean, in terms of
2010.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of coming to light, this was the second thing that came to light. It came out after Benghazi.
That's right.
And now look. I read Ezra Klein's article in the Washington Post where he tried to take the, like, one of the things I hate about Ezra Klein is he tries to hide his partisanship behind pseudo-intellectualism.
Yeah.
And people like Pete Dominic retweet the article to show, like, hey, we're on the up and up. You know, the left is on the up and up.
Yeah.
Fuck you. What he basically did was he just wrote out these things. He goes, what is a tax exemption? How did the IRS get this? You know, and buried in the middle of these stupid talking points that were supposedly neutral, buried in there was, well, were any groups other than conservative groups targeted? And even he had to admit, no. There was one liberal group that had their status revoked, and that was it.
Right.
Now, the thing people have to understand, if you've never been the unfortunate victim of an audit, of a tax audit, it is the closest thing to non-physical torture that you can come to.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I know several people who would prefer waterboarding to a full fucking IRS audit.
And it can bankrupt you.
It can bankrupt you. It can, and of course, the IRS cannot be held liable. Meaning, if they fucking just decide to do it and you come out clean, right. they just shrug their shoulders and go, okay.
Yeah, they say like, oops, sorry.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that the IRS does not operate under the same restrictions that say,
right.
the police do, or the FBI does. Yeah,
they can do almost anything.
They can do just about anything. Break down your doors if they think you owe them money, if they have a tax lien against you, all this shit. So Judah Lariam, they specifically targeted conservative groups, enemies of Obama.
Yes, then that's exactly what this is. This is going after people who are your opposition.
Right.
That are people you want to silence.
Right.
They targeted conservatives, Tea Party people, anybody with Patriot in their names. They delayed their applications for tax-exempt status. It says, and now this is what they're attributing it to. They're attributing it to simply to they had inappropriate criteria and bad management.
Right, of course.
So, in other words,
it's the Obama excuse again.
That's right. Just, you know, somebody just...
A flunky, a well-meaning flunky fucked up.
Exactly. And of course, you realize that, you know, if you can't get your tax-exempt status, you know, then it hurts donations because people might say, well, maybe I can't give you money because I can't exempt it. It prevents you from doing, going on your charitable activities or social activities.
Right.
Also, some groups who apply, sometimes they would withdraw their application. They are tired of waiting and like years of getting by. So this is why the GOP is referred
plus
to it
it's
as
a lot of effort.
A state of purgatory.
It's a lot of effort to go through these fucking... Like
they're jumping, you're making you jump endless hoops.
This is worse than your fucking ass exam a couple of weeks ago when you get an IRS audit.
That's I don't know.
Dr. Jellyfinger can't even do as good a job as the IRS rooting up your asshole for tax information. The fuck?
He might be the medical equivalent of the IRS.
He might be, but this is horrible.
I know what you mean.
And by the way, again, I would ask all these liberals who are poo-pooing this that think of Nixon. Nixon was well known for a political enemies list, and he would do shit like audit individual people. You know who else did this a lot?
Clinton.
Clinton, when he was president, it was well known that anybody who looked into Whitewater, into Paula Jones, into
Jennifer Flowers,
any of the hoes.
Oh, the statements by the Arkansas state troopers that said that, like routinely during his day.
He would take them out
They would take him out, then he'd go like to some trailer park or whatever and bang like
tap some ass,
for like 2 hours, and he'd come back. And they said he used to get away with it because it's Arkansas.
Right.
And it's not like New York where if you're the mayor, the governor, whoever, you always have a million reporters
right.
with a million boom microphones
right.
following you around. They used to say that he had like two or three
right.
reporters with like handwritten.
Right.
And they talked to him for like 10 minutes and disappear.
And when he became president and all these people started to speak up a little bit,
yeah.
they mysteriously or just were unlucky. What am I doing, Judelarium?
Yeah, the filthy air quotes.
That's right. Unlucky enough to have an IRS audit.
Oh, that's what I remember about.
That's what he did all the time. Like he would just send the IRS after these poor bastards.
Yeah.
And eventually, I think it led, like, his blatant enemies list, even though it didn't stick to him personally, really caused some IRS reform at that point, where they said, we have to pass some laws that the IRS can't just kick people's doors down and demand that they produce on-the-spot audit paperwork and
right.
shit.
Also, just the concept of the misuse of your power.
Oh, it's an abuse of power. Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
You know, you can't just call up like the FBI and say, listen, yeah. go arrest them and break this in.
Right.
You can't just call up the CIA and say, listen, kill like,
exactly.
whoever.
Yeah.
And you can't call the IRS and say, listen, I want you to audit this person.
Make their life miserable.
And make their lives because it'll discourage them from,
right.
from opening their mouths.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing. Republican, this isn't new to your point. Senator Orrin Hatch
right.
made it a point of, I think in the past year, he sent letters to the head of the IRS saying, listen, this is fucked up. We're hearing news that you're targeting conservative groups and this is of concern to us. And at the time, they assured him that this was not going on. So you have this situation where, it's so ridiculous that they're constantly trying to just hide this shit and lie about it afterwards. Like, even now.
It's
like,
amazing. The politicians never learn. As you once said, the cover up is always worse than the crime.
Absolutely.
Look, if somebody did something stupid or is that, I mean, I realize this is easy for me to say, but listen, why don't you just admit it or apologize or
right.
fire somebody or just and find a way to get past
right.
it? Because, look, clearly he wants to get going on his second term agenda.
Right.
He's out there, even though he got his ass kicked on the guns.
Right.
He's actually got some traction on immigration.
Right.
And Republicans are kind of split on that.
Right.
And, you know, there's an opportunity for him to get some stuff done there. But these distractions, these kind of things aren't going to go away. And you can't chalk this up to Republicans going after him. Come on, the Benghazi thing is clearly just a disaster.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry.
And even though we're limiting the scope of our conversation
right.
to what we call the big three, we're going to
yeah.
deal with the third one. You know, you also have that gun thing that have the Fast and Furious. Or
oh, sure.
The gun with Holder and
yeah.
all the guns that went to Mexico with the, I mean,
right.
you know, he's had enough. So
yeah, it's always been these things where it's all, like, it's funny. Someone had a great, great quote on Twitter, and I wish I could remember the gentleman's name, and I give him a shout out here, but he said apparently Obama bears responsibility for nobody in his administration except for SEAL Team 6.
Oh, right.
Everybody else he disavows. It's
yeah,
been
everybody
like,
else is an incompetent or a person who
a rogue.
Well.
Yeah.
But just some young,
yeah.
you know, kid who meant well and
right.
did like a stupid thing. The only thing, yeah, that he takes credit for are the guys who put two bullets in
his cousin Bin Laden's head. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I forgot to mention this when we were talking about Benghazi. Did you know, how's this for like complete filthiness? So when reporters and congressmen were asked to see the email trail.
Right.
The White House provided them with nothing electronic. So they basically said there's copies of these printed out. Okay?
Okay.
However, they were not given the copies. They were just told you can read them and whatever you memorize, you memorize.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
So no copies.
So when they came out and some of the reporters reprinted what they thought they remembered, the White House immediately picked up on any discrepancies that weren't word for word and accused Republicans of doctoring emails.
Yeah, okay.
So now notice what happened. It's literally like, General Larian, what am I doing? I'm holding up our tear sheet in front of you, right?
Holding up the
So if I did this, read this, and then put it away from you, and then said, now recite what you saw. If you didn't get it word for word right, I would accuse you of making shit up. That's exactly what these cocksuckers are doing in the White House. It is alter. Here it is. This was actually. Let me see where this. This was on Breitbart. Brad Woodhouse, who is the voice of the Democratic Party here, saying, and he tweeted this. He goes, "So the GOP, after all these months, couldn't find a smoking gun on Benghazi, so they have resorted to doctoring emails, and that was issued today at 6:30 p.m." And basically what it says here, they're doctoring emails. What he accuses as doctoring emails is literally the fact that the official from CNN said that anything written by Newland, who was one of the people there, objected to a paragraph in the draft talking points that referenced prior threats against the U.S. and foreign interests in Libya. In that email, such information could be abused by members of Congress to beat up the State Department for not paying attention to the warning, so why would we want to feed that to the media? So in other words, they were clearly, clearly aware of the fact that this had political implications.
They were in the know.
It may have caused the president distress during the election.
Yeah.
And that's why they covered it up. Now, it's easy to see why they covered it up. We knew it was a cover-up when it was happening, Judo Larry M.
Because then you have to, at some point, even though you know all this was going on, he probably wasn't going to win anyway, you have to, I guess, give a little blame to Romney.
Why didn't he pounce on it?
Yeah, why didn't he make more of a stink about it?
Because he was white Obama. I told you that. Yeah. I told you that at the time. He's white Obama, and he probably, either he was too stupid to realize what was going on, or someone got in his ear and said, don't fight him on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Don't challenge him on it. So anyway, so now you've got Benghazi, you've got the IRS scandal, and then the third thing that happened right here, it was revealed this week that the Justice Department under Eric Holder, Attorney General Eric Holder, had been tapping the phones of over 200 reporters at the Associated Press.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was tapping Michelle Obama.
Oh, no. No, no. We have no knowledge of anything like that.
No knowledge of
anything. That's an alleged allegation coming here.
That's just internet rumor.
That's internet rumor. We don't believe any of that. But
we do think he's been tapping Obama.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. God damn it. Doesn't everybody know that everything I say is alleged?
Is alleged, right. But look, so now you've got this thing where they were checking out AP phone records, and they haven't said why they had been doing it, but the AP kind of sort of thinks that it had to do about a story where they reported that the Obama administration squashed a bomb threat on a plane, a U.S.-bound plane.
Oh.
And they cited potentially national security. Now, the president of the Associated Press said he's far from satisfied by the Department of Justice's initial response regarding the wiretaps. And the guy's name is Greg Pruitt. He's the CEO of the Associated Press. And he basically said, he said it's an attempt at explaining what happened, hardly proved reassuring and appeared dubious at face value.
Right.
So basically, he's saying they gave us a bunch of bullshit.
Right. And this is 2 months of phone records.
Of over, like, what's it, 220 reporters, 200 phones?
Yeah, something
like that was covered.
Like that.
Some ridiculous thing. Now, here's a theory for you, and you may say, John, you're being an Alex Jones conspiracy theorist or whatever. What if they were tapping those phones to find out who else was going to talk to the AP about Benghazi?
Right.
Or about the IRS scandal?
Right. They could.
How do we know that had nothing to do with it?
That's right.
Before you think I'm crazy and say it's beyond it, look at this fucking administration. They are running things worse and more secretively and more paranoid
than the Bush people.
Fuck Bush. This is almost as bad as Nixon. For those of us old enough to remember the Nixon administration,
or the
Lyndon Johnson administration.
Yeah, Johnson was a loony.
Yeah, people think that it was Nixon who started the taping. It was actually Johnson.
Johnson. Yeah.
But anyway, so what? Again, hey AP, one of the prime kiss asses of Barack Obama over the last 6 years.
Yeah, get upset.
Are you upset over this, you dumb fucks? Do you now regret kissing Obama's ass at every turn? Where's MSNBC? Where is the self-interest of the mainstream media? Where you guys have been kissing the ass of Obama, you've been supporting this administration no matter what, you've been turning a blind eye to all his bullshit, and how are you rewarded? He taps your phones.
He taps your phones. He listens in to the point where even Patrick Leahy,
yes,
Democrat from Vermont,
yes,
as liberal as they get,
yes,
his exact statements is if these sensitive, intelligent leaks and the wiretapping is going, it's very troubling.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, could this guy be any more to the left?
Right.
And he's concerned.
Yes.
And I give him a little credit. At least he went out. He's not doing what Harry Reid's doing, just duck and cover. You know?
Well, it's hilarious because all these like leftist idiots, first of all, I like the fact how they say if this happened, and they say they use the condition if after It's been admitted to. So that the Justice Department has already said, yes, we tapped their phones. There's no if about it.
Yeah.
They did it.
They already put it out there.
Obama said if the IRS was targeting conservative groups, he's concerned about that. What if?
Yeah.
They've admitted to it. Why are you still... And this is part of the continued cover-up and lying. So now that they can't lie outright, they're saying stupid shit like, if the IRS targeted the Tea Party, if the Department of Justice tapped these reporters' phones. What if, you dumb fucks? You've already admitted to it. Why are you deliberately confusing the already dumbed-down American population by saying if?
And you know, to give it an idea, to give people the idea that, you know, the sense of what's going on with and, like, how serious they must be taking it on some level. A Holder now has recused himself from, I think, the IRS investigation. He's turned it over to one of his deputies. Now, I don't know what that – if the deputy's going to – he could just be
he's a hack already, yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, the fact that he had to do that, and the fact that, and, you know, these are the same assholes that when they first came into office, if you remember, they wanted to prosecute the CIA agents.
Right, right.
Remember Holder and Obama and that stupid Pelosi?
Yeah.
This is what they focused their attention on. And now he had to recuse himself from it, from the leaks and all that.
Yeah.
What a mess.
And then you also have, like, Feinstein, Dianne Feinstein, who comes out and says, well, if Benghazi... You know, if these emails, it's not a big deal.
Yes.
Okay, the talking points were changed, but what's the big deal? It shouldn't affect Hillary's chances in 2016.
And you know what's really terrible is like a point of, like, really just censorship. This is where liberals, to me, are really douchebags. Do you realize, like, they used that guy,
the YouTube guy. Yeah.
Okay, who made the 14-minute trailer.
About
whatever.
Allah.
Okay,
yeah.
Here it is. This guy's still in jail.
Yeah.
He's still in jail.
Yeah.
Now, at this point, we know it was a real terrorist attack.
Yes.
We know they killed 4 Americans.
Right.
It was clearly, you know, under the guise they were having protests, and they went in and they killed.
Right.
At this point, isn't this ridiculous? This guy is in jail. Even if he's a Coptic Christian and whatever, and he's an asshole, it doesn't matter. This guy is in jail.
Right.
This is censorship. This is scapegoating him.
Right.
And this is,
let's be clear. They did put him on some trumped up money laundering charge. That's the real reason. That's the legal reason, I should say, that he's being held. But the truth of the matter is, to your point, they put him there to shut him up so they could use him as cover for this bullshit.
But he's a scapegoat. I mean, I understand
Absolutely
that the credit card, the money, whatever. He might actually be.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But
he's a scapegoat.
But does anybody even care who this guy was until this trailer came out? And because of the Benghazi thing happened, so now he's in jail. I mean, shouldn't they have some decency and say, look, let's just let this guy go?
No, because then that would confirm. See, when you're a pathological liar like Obama is and his people around him.
Yeah.
And I think we joke about the liberals thinking that Obama's God and everybody around him's just a well-meaning bumbling buffoon or whatever. But there's some truth to that in that the media still views that, look, Obama probably didn't have anything to do with this. He's clean. He's above it all.
Right.
If he's guilty of anything, it's of caring too much.
Trusting people.
Yeah, and you hear this bullshit, all right? Listen, I didn't believe it when people said that Reagan was asleep at the wheel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I was glad they said it because it let him off the hook, but I never believed that he was so incompetent that he didn't know what the fuck was going on.
No.
I mean, there was always...
In its own way, it gave him plausible deniability.
Exactly. But Obama doesn't have the I'm senile thing going for him. I mean, he's our age or younger.
He's younger than us.
So he can't argue that. So again, I'm just waiting for the liberal media to tell me why the fuck is this okay?
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Why are we pretending? What's this if? Why are they still saying if, Jude O'Lariam?
They have to say if. Because if they move forward to, well, then it's definite.
They would have to admit it.
Then they have to admit it. Then they have to cover it, which they don't want to do.
Right.
And they want to get on with helping this asshole in his second term agenda. Let's face it.
Well, speaking of his second term agenda and covering stuff up, we still have a lot of things to cover, Jude O'Lariam. But before we move on, let me ask you a quick question here. Do you think that these scandals will be fresh in people's minds for Republicans to win back some more legislative power?
No. No, I just don't. These things have a tendency
to... It's not going to stick?
I get the feeling that this is... You know, not like a couple months gone. What I just do.
Okay, what about ruining Hillary's chances for 2016?
Okay, that's got some legs. And I'll say this because she was Secretary of State. And look, nobody really.
She signed off on it. Her signature's on a lot of that shit. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's right. She is the point person on this. She was the Secretary of State. This was her little bailiwick here.
Yeah.
And she had her people. And this happened, and she wasn't on top of it, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm having like a medical thing and whatever. And now she's no longer the Secretary of State. I mean, I guess ostensibly so she can rest, raise money, because she wants to run for president in 2016. This is the kind of thing I think that could come back to haunt you. Whether it has legs to kill Obama's second term agenda and what he wants to do, I don't think so.
Right.
Because I have a feeling that to that extent, people will move forward because he'll start talking about guns again. He'll talk about immigration. Right. He's going to talk about things like that. He'll do his routine with raising the taxes on the rich again. And like he moves on. But this, I think, has a singular...
because how low can you pass the buck? Exactly. Right. So if you pass it down from Obama and Biden, are you also going to pass it down past below the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton?
And she's going to have to answer for this.
Did you also notice that she takes a very... stereotypical female way out of things? Like, if you recall, during her failed healthcare push when she was the first lady, if you recall, when they were grilling her on Capitol Hill, she started crying.
I don't remember.
Yeah, she started crying, and she got and the mean Republicans were accused of making her cry. And this time out, she probably faked a stroke to get out of having to testify about Benghazi prior to the election.
She's faked a lot of things during her marriage.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Allegedly being straight. Did I say that? What? Who said that?
Oh, is
who
that said from that? CarpetMuncher.com?
Who said that?
Who said that?
What?
What happened?
I don't know.
Say 15% on Geico? Okay. Let's move on.
But whatever. Let's move on. Okay. Talking about stories that the mainstream media doesn't want to cover. How about this one? You realize that in order to implement Obamacare.
Yes.
The IRS is going to be the enforcement arm of Obamacare.
Oh, great.
This is what I meant by, does it impact the legislative agenda? Starting next year, when Obamacare becomes law, unless, you know, somebody gets the balls and the legislative power to shit can it, the IRS is going to force you to fill out new forms where you declare that you're in compliance with Obamacare.
Right.
Whether you're buying insurance. And the very thought that I am sitting here discussing this with you, Larry, saying... I have to prove to the government that I have insurance.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we suffer
a penalty.
Yeah. My dick just shrunk 3 inches. I can't believe that we're living in America where I have to declare to the government that as a private citizen, I've bought fucking insurance.
Right.
Under penalty of whatever the fuck the IRS decides they want to do to me.
And now it's law, so you have no recourse.
I've been hearing people in the media saying they want to resist by not filling it out. And if they have 4 million things that haven't been filled out, I don't know. But now...
You can do that, but you're inviting some trouble.
Yeah, you're inviting shit. Just like those assholes who think they don't have to pay income tax. They never fill out... eventually it's going to catch up to you. But my point here is, why wouldn't Republicans... and concerned Democrats just say, why would we believe the IRS to do the right thing?
Right.
How do we know they're not going to look into our medical records, our allegedly private medical records now?
Right.
Is it all fair game for fucking Obama and his leftist cabal of bitches? Is that what's going to happen?
So this is what I do. See, this is what I always tell Democrats. This is what happens when you let the government just do way too much, and they have too much power and too much authority and just too much.
Yes.
This is too much. I mean, like I remember when Bush passed the Patriot Act and I didn't like it, but I noticed that like a few years ago, Obama extended it for 3 years.
Yeah.
And
quietly.
He didn't get into any trouble.
Yeah.
Nobody protested. Big fat Michael Moore, who could use health care, didn't complain. And like, you know, this is like really obnoxious reach, and it's symptomatic of, you can't let the government just keep having more power to do this, do that.
Right.
Because if they have more, you have less.
Yes. It's and any power the government derives comes at expense of the people. Maybe not all the people, maybe a certain portion of the people.
And people who on the right.
Yeah. And anytime you use the tax code to further punish people or force compliance, that's coercion of the worst kind. You're taking away people's ability to trade freely. So anyway, so I don't know if people were there aware of that, Judalarium, but if I'm the Republicans, why wouldn't I be hammering? Why are we going to trust the IRS?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Why trust Obama? Do we think Obama's not going to look into our personal records?
Oh, absolutely. And now they've also, as a kind of connected story to this, Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary, it turns out she may have reached out to private sector executives seeking money for nonprofit organizations that help enroll people for Obamacare.
Right. So now she's basically soliciting, allegedly, possibly,
donations,
cash,
right,
to execute the tenets of Obamacare.
Right.
In other words, she's asking for money from the people she's planning to regulate.
Right. And she wants to take that money from the private,
right,
to nonprofit organization,
yeah,
as like a reward,
right,
for enrolling knuckleheads into,
exactly,
this stupid affordable health.
Oh, that's not a conflict of interest.
Exactly.
Because everybody in the Obama administration is good-hearted and would never do anything wrong, Judalarium.
No, never. How dare you?
What a bunch of assholes. Where is the media on this? Where's Chris Matthews on this? Hey, Hardball Chris, where are you on this one?
Yeah, and you know what their narrative is right now, which is ridiculous. All the stories we've talked about today, they've either passed off as Republican hack jobs,
yeah,
or what they call Fox News stories.
Yes,
really,
news
all
stories,
these,
yeah,
things. No, but they just say they're Fox News stories. Really, Benghazi.
Yeah.
The IRS, all these are just Fox News stories. What are you, stupid?
Well, it just goes to show you. And I mean, yes, there's politicking on both sides. I understand that. I'm not saying that you don't take advantage of a crisis, as Rahm Emanuel was fond of saying. But the truth of the matter here is you've got that idiot Jay Carney getting up in front of the press.
Yeah, he's the...
And doing tap dances knowing that he's lying.
Yeah.
Having to reply to absolutely ridiculous, providing ridiculous talking points to legitimate questions.
Right.
Where he has to look you in the eye and say, Benghazi doesn't mean a thing. Let's move on. It happened long ago. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares about it.
That guy's a fucking idiot.
Well, that's his job. That's his job. His job is to be the fucking front-lying pussy for Obama.
I know, but he's just not. I just don't think he's sharp. I mean,
well, yeah, and he has no self respect. He has no dignity. That's why he does that, and that's fine. I'm not going to belittle him his ability to earn a living, but then why are we subjected to this bullshit as citizens?
Right.
Why can't we get a straight answer on Benghazi? Fuck it, man. I'll say it again. You yelled at Bush, mainstream media. You guys turned on Bush as being the worst president in the history of the U.S. because he lied to us about weapons of mass destruction.
Okay.
Oh, and as if this isn't enough, did you see where, I'm sorry, things happened this week. Donna Brazile, she's on CNN now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She used to be the campaign manager.
For Al Gore.
She admits that the whole thing with Bush and not caring about the people in New Orleans because they were black during Katrina.
Yeah.
She admits they fabricated the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, what is it, 9, 10 years later?
10 years later, yeah.
She comes out and says it was a complete hack job. Bush did everything he could to help those people. And I remember saying, I posted a comment about this on our Facebook page. I said, of all the things you could call Bush, the only thing I don't understand people accusing him of is that he didn't care about people. Nobody spent more money on causes than Bush, yeah, including Obama.
And after the hurricane in New Orleans, the government was sending payments to people.
Yes.
$500 million a day.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
$500 million. And they're saying he doesn't care.
And you're saying he didn't care? No president before or since has sent more money to Africa to battle AIDS. Nobody spent more on education, yeah, than Bush. Bono. It's one of the reasons why we hate Bush. He spent too much money.
Yeah. Bono,
okay?
Bono there from U2 even acknowledged,
yeah, he's done a lot.
He said at one point that the last four presidents or something like that,
yeah,
didn't spend as much as Bush did during his time.
Right. So you call Bush a lot of things. Call him an idiot if you want. I might be inclined to agree with you on some level. But to say he didn't care about people, and now Donna Brazile does him the honor of coming out and saying, yeah, we did a hatchet job on the guy, everybody in the press basically got together and decided to call him an uncaring asshole just because we didn't want another Republican in office.
That's not surprising. Remember when that poor guy, that poor black guy down in Texas got dragged to his death by three white supremacists?
Yeah, that was like 20 years ago. Yeah,
but he was governor of Texas at the time. If you remember, when he was running against Gore, they ran, or I think it was Gore or Kerry, they ran a commercial with a daughter of the guy. I think his name was Bird or Jim Bird or something. And his daughter, you see the back of a pickup truck with a chain, with chains coming out. And she goes, tell President Bush, like, I don't think he did right by my daddy. Like, this whole stupid thing. Look at the stuff they get away with.
Yeah.
Look at this stuff. How could you even make a commercial like that? That is sick.
And politics is dirty. We understand that. I understand that. I mean, certainly a lot of people thought Lee Atwater, the fine political operative for Reagan and Bush, fought dirty back in the days, you know, like the Willie Horton ads, if you remember those. But it just goes to show you how you try to destroy someone's character. And the media, up until now, tries to keep on top of it eventually. With Obama, it's like they're terrified to even question him. And I'm hoping that this AP incident lights a fire under their asses. But you know what, Jim O'Leary?
Who are you saying is terrified?
The media.
No, they're not terrified.
No, I mean, they're terrified of criticizing Obama.
No, they're not
Obama.
Terrified. They don't. No, they are reluctant to do it.
Okay.
They are just besides themselves. You know what I'm saying? That's not terrified. They don't want to do it.
Okay. They're reluctant. They're reluctant to do it.
Okay.
You know,
they have no interest in it because they love him so much.
Yeah.
It's a slobbering love affair.
They want to suck his ideological cock is what it comes down to. They want to give him a Cleveland steamer, ideologically speaking, Jude O'Leary M. They want to give him a rim job.
They want to give him the second term Blumpkin.
Yeah. They want to give him a Blumpkin or a Roman war helmet or teabag him. They want to tickle his anus with a feather.
What about the Harlem Shuffle?
They want to do the Harlem Shuffle on his chest. They want to jiggle his balls. Do you get the point?
You mean the Dirty Sanchez?
The Dirty Sanchez? They'll take a Dirty Sanchez from the president, probably. I don't know.
No, but in other words,
it's horrible.
They're so in his corner.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't call it terrified because I think that misses the mark. I think they are just so reluctant to do it.
Why isn't every major news organization outraged at what happened to the AP?
Yeah, well, they should be.
Why aren't they?
Well, you know what? Let's see how this plays out a little bit.
Okay,
let's see how this plays out. Let's see how like it is by next week. Something could come out of it, but you know, look, the wiretapping. Come on,
right?
The Obamacare thing, that's a mess too. Benghazi, that's a super mess.
Right,
as far
the IRS,
as
everything.
Because now you're talking about people who are dead.
Yeah,
I mean,
it cost lives.
And horribly.
Did you see the horrible spin that they're saying, well, they're dead not because of what Obama said, but because the Republicans defunded security?
Yeah, that's their other
What
bullshit.
A bunch of fucking assholes. There was a communique from the embassy saying, please send security.
And they turned it down.
And they turned it down. What does that have to do with defunding?
Right.
Assholes.
And the reason they turned it down is because they thought that the request was unnecessary.
Without merit.
Yeah.
Because they were still being told that it was a result of a dopey movie. A dopey YouTube 14-minute movie. What is it? Defaming Allah or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Holy shit. I can't believe that how they stick their heads in the sand, Jude O'Leary.
But again, John, you're missing the point. They're not doing that. It's a deliberate thing. They don't.
That's what I'm saying. They're sticking their head in the sand.
Yeah, but that suggests a sort of kind of just blind ignorance. This is willful.
Yes.
They don't want to do it. In other words, they understand completely. If we criticize and we get on board with it, you know, he's going to take like a real beating here.
Right.
They don't want to do it.
Okay.
They don't want to do it.
You're right.
They're not scared. They're not afraid. They simply don't want to go after their guy.
Right. And it's their ideological beliefs. Speaking of which, today, I think it was today. No, I'm sorry. It was yesterday. The jury came back with a ruling in the Gosnell trial. What is the Gosnell trial, you may ask? Because you don't really see it in too much, again, of the mainstream thing. Well, Jude O'Leary, this was a case, a horrible situation where for years there was basically a butcher shop in Philadelphia.
In West Philadelphia, yeah.
And by butcher shop, I don't mean the place where you go get a nice porterhouse.
Yeah, I know.
Where you're getting some nice ground meat, make a nice hamburger for yourself.
No, I know.
What was it, Judah Larry?
Kermit Gosnell, 72 years old, is an abortion doctor in
right.
West Philadelphia, and primarily was delivering abortion services to women in poor neighborhoods.
Yes.
And it turns out that they found out that he was doing very late-term abortions.
Past the legal limit.
Right, past the legal limit. He was cutting the spines off babies. Somebody said that they found out that...
Some of these kids were being born alive.
Yeah, and like their arms were moving.
And he would kill them outside the womb.
Yeah. So he was, but he was convicted now of first degree murder.
Yes.
So there's some justice in the world.
And he basically plea bargained his way out of the death penalty by agreeing not to appeal. He gave up his right to appeal today, and he will be in prison for the rest of his miserable life.
I mean, and to give you an idea of how horrible this is, I mean, look, you know, they only referred to it as he was found guilty of killing baby A, C, and D, but not E.
Right.
I was like...
Like, those are technical things.
I know,
but basically, once he did one...
It's so dehumanizing.
Well, and also, I think one of the women died, too, as the result of the care he had given her.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Or lack of care or something like that, and I don't know if they could prove that or not, but... Now, listen, I know where you stand on abortion. You know where I stand on abortion. One of my objections has always been that the definition of illegal abortion largely depends on your medical technology at the time.
Right?
So it always used to be viability, right? So when prenatal care or preemie care, as it's called, was not as advanced, you could go later into a pregnancy before the cutoff for abortions took place. Now that preemie care is better, Judah Larry, and we say, oh, we move it back. What is it, to, 3 months, first trimester abortions only or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, but in this case, some of these kids were born alive.
Yeah, I know. It's ghastly.
It is ghastly. I mean,
you have to realize at this point, this has nothing to do with abortion, though.
He's just a sick fuck.
This is just a sick asshole who has been doing this for a very long time, thought he could get away with anything, and, like, you know, he probably has some crazy personal belief, like, these women, they're going to be in poverty their whole lives, and it's bad, like, for the kid, it's got to turn out to be...
Right.
I mean, unless he's just... You know, I mean, unless he was just performing his duties that were legally acceptable, and maybe because of his age, maybe he just kind of lost his marbles a little bit. I don't know.
No, I just think he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I think he just said, look, I'm collecting a check for doing this. Let's get it over with. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't know that he was motivated by any political ideology or anything like that, or he was making a political statement or whatever. I just think he's a fucking ghoulish asshole in every way. And here's the interesting thing. This story was largely ignored by the media when they discarded this, by the mainstream media. It was really, and I have to say I'm proud of the Twitterverse, I'm proud of the Facebook people. It was really their activism that brought this to the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Because we kept saying, like, hey, why are you ignoring this? Why is this a non-story?
But this got coverage. I'll say this. Like, I mean, I saw something in the New York Times. I mean, they are covering it.
Now they are.
But
this is months old, this deal.
It doesn't have the same feel as those other things we talked about that they're really going out of their way to ignore.
Yeah,
maybe that's because this guy has nothing to do with Obama.
Well, no, but this guy does represent the pro-choice side of things, which most liberal newspapers support. And
but even they turned on this guy.
Well, they had to. They had to, because no one...
They're turning on because they know this is just wrong.
No, but I'm saying, there's nobody who would defend...
It's not like they think it's okay, but we have to because
it sounds horrible. I understand what you mean, but...
They realize this guy's a...
What I'm trying
like
to get
mangled,
at...
Goofball.
Yeah. There's no pro-abortion, pro-choice person on the planet that would use their pro-choice arguments to defend this. It would be...
No,
ideological suicide.
Yeah.
So even Planned Parenthood came out and said... This was horrible. Of course, they also used the opportunity to say, if you give us more money for proper abortions, this wouldn't be happening. All right. I mean, that's expected.
Yeah.
But horrible. I can't believe that this is happening in our country, Judah Larium.
Yeah.
It's that level of nonsense that
Well, I gotta tell you the truth. Nothing surprises me anymore. I mean, like, really? even those Castro brother assholes, they kept those girls.
That
asleep.
Was the other one. That's, yeah, let's talk about that too.
Holy
like, I
cow.
Mean, and now the thing
what are
is,
you doing?
Well, two of the three brothers have been exonerated. It was only the one asshole. One was enough in this
Look,
case.
Look, let's face it, anybody with the last name of Castro is already under the suspicion.
He's on my shit list too. Yeah, yeah.
You're on the poop list.
Yeah. Well, did you see who was that? What was the name of that guy that is taking credit for saving him? That black guy who looks like he's from that movie Barbershop. I forget his name.
Oh, Cedric the Entertainer. No,
that guy was hilarious. You know, when you see a white woman run into the hands of a black man, you know some shit is up.
No.
Did you see his interview?
No.
He was hilarious.
I missed that.
He was hilarious. He basically, they were asking him, why did you know something was wrong? And he goes, I knew something was wrong when a white woman ran into the arms of a black man looking for help.
But
that was his assessment.
Black?
The guy who saved them.
Oh,
the neighbor who saved the three the women. I guess one of them made a break for it, and he's saying she ran into my arms asking for help.
I think the three girls, I think two were Hispanic and one was white or something.
Oh, and he was knocking up these girls, and then he was forcing abortions on them by punching them in the stomach and kicking them down the stairs.
I just can't believe how horrendous this is. Plus, the one girl, I think her last name was Knight, the white girl, K-N-I-G.
Yeah, yeah.
This is another thing. I read some story that before this happened, she was gang raped by like some boys or something.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Christ, what's wrong with people?
I don't know. And apparently the police had visited that house and they just never noticed that anything was wrong. They never noticed anything was wrong. And like he basically kept these girls locked up. And I said, and they said,
believe it or not, as horribly incompetent as that sounds, that is possible. I remember I think I mentioned this way back on like maybe one of our first shows. I was watching this story about a guy in Austria and he took, his, like he had like five kids and he took two of them and the girls, I think, and he locked them in this entire basement complex that he built in the basement of his house in Austria.
Right.
And it's not like he had some isolated house in the middle of nowhere. There were houses next to him and in front of him. And he kept them in there for like 20 years or 10 years, like some insanity.
What did they do to deserve that kind of treatment? Well, maybe they were giving him shit. You don't know.
That's true. There could have been. They might have given him a tie for Christmas or something. I don't know. But it was just hard. But the point is, you can hide that if you really...
Yeah, but to do it with... I guess. It's one thing if it's hidden in... Well, I guess you said it wasn't remote, but like the cops actually visited this guy's, the Castro house.
Right.
And I guess they just didn't pick up on it. But anyway, glad to hear that these women are out who now ironically can't leave their parents' house because the media is on them constantly. So now they're prisoners in a different home. Well, but
hopefully they'll go away. Maybe.
Yeah, eventually
it
will.
How do you recover from this?
I don't know, man. I was thinking about that. Like if I'm that little girl that grew up under those conditions that was born in captivity, for lack of a better term, those other three women, how are they going to recover? It literally is like Holocaust victims, like after they got liberated, like a lot of them just couldn't adjust to life.
What Holocaust?
I'm just saying, you got me.
You're asleep.
You prick. I'm sorry. You're right. You got me. Are you a Holocaust denier?
No, but I am a hologram denier.
Holocaust. No. Yeah, no, but seriously, like I knew a couple of Holocaust survivors, you know, the victims of the camps, and not that it's, you know, obviously it's very understandable, but they were never right, obviously, after that. You know, they lived their lives, but, and I'm not saying they were, like, they didn't go insane, they didn't become criminals or anything like that, but they you know, they couldn't love fully, they couldn't attach to anything, you know, because they had seen the worst of human nature they had seen,
right.
and lived through it. So,
how can you ever trust people?
How can you ever do anything again, you know, that's considered normal or typical? And now you think of these three poor girls, And like when you hear that he kept impregnating them and then inducing abortions on them, not like going to the clinic to get an abortion, but like literally kicking them in the stomach.
Yeah, just savage beatings.
You know, like what the fuck, you know? How can this guy not get the death penalty? I don't understand.
Somebody
how can they not drag him behind a pickup truck?
Somebody will protect him.
Now, he is the type of guy that if he does go to prison, my guess is he would probably be killed on the inside. Because I don't even think those fucking guys make it out alive.
No, you know what? Believe it or not, in the world of prison, they do have their own pecking order.
Yeah.
A guy
like
this,
the mafia.
A guy like this, after like a month or so, is going to be in a lot of trouble at the most. They actually, rapists and pedophiles are treated like absolute shit in prison, I've heard.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that the other two brothers were already...
Yeah, the cops let them go. They investigated them and they let them go.
Mean they concluded they knew nothing about it?
So far, they haven't been charged. They're not being held. So it really does seem like, and I think I heard Jim Norton say this. He goes, well, a lot of people are disappointed that the two brothers had nothing to do with it. He goes, but it kind of makes you feel a little bit better about humanity that it wasn't three people in three pieces of shit running this horrible ordeal. Yeah. There was one fucking psychopath that the other two really, maybe they're accused of being ignorant or, just not paying attention or whatever, but that they really had nothing to do with the kidnappings and the tortures and the captivity maybe that'll change in the coming weeks. But as of right now, they seem to be in the clear.
Yeah. That's a little shocking.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I wonder if they're in the country legally. Stop that.
All right, Judo Laram. Hey, before we sign off, good news for you.
Yes.
Your Rangers.
Lord.
Bucking the odds and progressing in the NHL playoffs.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Back-to-back shutouts.
Yeah. Is that the equivalent of tickling your asshole with a feather?
It is the equivalent of tickling your ass with a happy jackhammer.
Is that tickling? Is that what you call tickling?
When you win, anything works.
Yeah,
right?
Take it. Yeah. Take it hard. Yeah.
Take that slap shot in your ass.
Yeah. So anyway, so your Rangers, I guess you're happy about that?
I am thrilled.
What do you think their chances are against the Bruins now?
I don't know if they have positive mojo right now in their building.
Right.
Look, their advantage, I actually think Boston's the better team.
Yeah.
But we have the better goalie.
Okay.
And in hockey, that can matter.
In the playoffs, especially. Goalie.
That can really matter. Look, even Ovechkin, the Capitals lost and they interviewed him. And they said, one of the reporters said, was it just like totally frustrating, like that you couldn't score? He goes, look, Lundqvist played incredibly for him. He's clearly the best in the league right now.
Oh.
And that's coming from that knucklehead.
Right, right. So let me put you on the spot. Who's going to be in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Oh, at this point?
Yeah. I'm asking you to make a prediction, bitch.
Pretend we're
doing sports grumblings at Sirius again.
Pittsburgh and Chicago.
Pittsburgh, Chicago. You heard it here, folks. And who's going to win?
Chicago.
Chicago all the way?
I think so.
Chicago.
The Blackhawks are awesome. I don't know if you remember. I know you don't follow it, but after the lockout ended and the season started, they won like the first 22 games in a row or whatever the hell it was, and they're still playing incredibly well.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then they just finished their first round series, and you could just see that they got guys, Kane, the Taze.
Right.
They got these guys, and they're playing very well.
They're playing really well. Yeah. And they're going to give Obama an excuse to divert his attention from the IRS and Benghazi and whatever else comes out in the next month.
He doesn't follow hockey.
Are you trying to make some racial joke about hockey and African Americans?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Sorry.
I guess it's not a joke.
No.
It's a scientific. Is that in the Creationist Museum?
Yes, it is. In fact, you just see this huge white guy. With a hockey stick, with the word A tattooed on his face.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's about
it. It's nice to know you're watching, John.
I'm a casual fan. I'm not a hardcore fan. I'm a casual fan. Yeah. Hey, if I could get Rangers tickets, you want to go?
Oh, sure.
I think I got some contacts left.
Okay. Well, that would be nice.
They're old and withering away, but I'll see if I can give it a shot.
Yeah, why not?
Treat you to a game, buddy.
Get you to a game.
Yeah.
You need to see it.
Oh.
You need to see it live.
Oh, I need a lot of different things, buddy, but it ain't happening at my age.
How's your arm?
It's a lot better. It still hurts like a motherfucker, though. But I'm back to jerking off on my regular schedule.
I was about to say, it's not as big as your jerk-off arm, but that's very interesting.
Always comes back to like gayness,
jerking off,
Blumpkins, taint loving, everything.
Trey, Pete Dominic. Speaking of jerking off,
no matter what it does, gay farts and scat always funny.
And sports.
All right, let's wrap this up. Judo Lariam.
Yes, sir.
It's been a fine week discussing with you on back. Hopefully, you won't go on assignment next week. You will be here right back to do the White Riot Show here in our Brooklyn studios. You're ready. Oh, my goodness. You just whispered Europe at me.
I have to. I'm sorry, everyone. I have a gig in Europe, and I have to miss another week.
Maybe I'll do a solo show.
Just do a solo
show. Yeah, I haven't done one of those in a while where I just talk on my own for an hour. Maybe I'll do one of those. Maybe we'll get a guest star. We'll figure this out.
You do a lot of things to yourself alone.
Bazinga!
You know what? Why don't you get Kushner to show up?
Mr. Kushner? Our APTV CEO who is trying to get the White Riot show on the IPTV network.
For the right coin.
For the right coin. He can have that. The right coin, the right sexual favors, whatever.
KY is acceptable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the White Riot show. Please join us again next week, whether Judah Larry M is here or not. And as always, join us on iTunes, Stitcher, Player.fm. Go to Facebook/White Riot Show. Go to Twitter/White Riot Show. Or catch us on YouTube. Until next week, this is Big Fat John.
And Judah Larry M.
Peace.
Join us every week at www.WhiteRiotShow.com to follow the latest exploits of Big Fat John and Judo Larry M. This is Mark, the man with the golden voice. And I'm not wearing any pants.